I would especially like this morning to offer my sincerest condolences to Clara House, to all of the sons and daughters-in-law and grandchildren, sisters and brother of Tony House, and I'm sure the condolences of all the members of this parish. Also want to mention that Father Casimir Piscorius, the pastor here, is very greatly regretting that he was not able to be here due to previously arranged travel plans, but he did give Tony House the last sacraments in the hospital on Sunday. We all have our remembrances of Tony House, and I know that the family members would like to say a few words downstairs during the reception, but I would like to share with you just a few of my personal remembrances of Tony House, someone whom I've known for probably about 30 or a little more than 30 years, even before the family moved up here from Nevada. And one thing I remember that really impresses me is how much of a family man he was. A provider, a good father and husband. And in fact, when young Tony was going to school here at the Mount and was boarding before the family moved up, his father would write him letters, and I'm talking about four-page letters, handwritten, at least three times a week. Matter of fact, I go through the mail, and sometimes day after day after day, there'd be another letter for young Tony from his father. And this amazed me because, of course, this is in the days before email and when long-distance phone calls were expensive. But usually you think of the mother writing to her children away from the home, and here was the father writing to his son, whom he missed dearly. I also remember the days when, due to a lack of employment here in Spokane, Tony was driving back and forth to Seattle every week. I don't remember how long that lasted. That was probably about 20 years ago. Would leave on Sunday afternoon, drive to Seattle or somewhere on the west side of the state, come back Friday afternoon in order to provide for his family. We will all miss his cheerfulness. Always positive, upbeat, very cheerful. And as I mentioned to Clara the other day, what I will remember in him was that he was her eyes. He was always there with Clara on his arm, guiding her around at all the functions at Mass, telling her who it was that wanted to say hello to her. And I know, of course, that it's a great loss on her part, and nothing that anything our words can do to make up for that loss. But I want the family members to take comfort not only in his providing for his family, being a good father and husband, a good family man, but also what strikes me is his attachment to the faith. Now, probably the majority of us here in the chapel are what are referred to as cradle Catholics. We had the grace of receiving the faith and baptism in our infancy, being brought up in a Catholic home, going to a Catholic school, being instructed in the faith. Tony was a convert, and he met Clara, wanted to marry her, but in order to do so, he had to take instructions, become a Catholic. And I remember in the early days after he moved up here to Spokane, having a number of conversations with him about the faith. Of course, he also talked about stories in the Marines and other things. But we had conversations about the faith. And one thing I remember is that he was very attached to the Catholic faith. He was strong in his faith. Sometimes there are converts who will become Catholic because they want to marry someone. But it's not a deep-rooted conversion. Tony embraced the Catholic faith. He sent his children away to school before he was able to move up because of his love for the faith, and moved his family up here because of the faith. And he was strongly attached to his faith. He was able, as I said, to receive all that the church offers before his death, the last sacraments, certainly a reward for someone who lived the faith for so many years. On Tuesday, the day he passed away, Tuesday morning, in my sermon at the City of Mary, I mentioned to the parishioners about the change of the calendar, a new year, and how it gives us an opportunity to reflect upon the value of time. How much time do we have? I remember a doctor once telling me, he was a good traditional Catholic doctor, passed away a number of years ago, but he told me that he went to a conference, I think it was in Europe or somewhere outside the United States, and there were all these philosophers and different theologians and so forth, and the whole conference was on time. And if someone asked you to define time, what would you say? What is time? We know what it is, but it's hard to explain it in words. My definition of time would be that it's a measure of the succession of events in this life. But what we do know is that we have it right now. We have time. But the amount of time that God gives to each of us has been predetermined by Him. How much time that is, we don't know. For some it is longer, for some it is less, perhaps even much less. And the important thing is that we use the time that God has given to us to prepare for eternity, to prepare for our judgment, and to be able to hear those wonderful words, "Come, blessed of my Father, into the kingdom prepared for you." And I mentioned in that sermon on Tuesday morning, that there likely would be some of those in the church at that time who would not be there on January 1st of 2014. Little did I know that one of our dear friends, parishioner here at Mount St. Michael, would be called by God out of this world on that very day, January 1st of 2013. And Tony lived a good life, a long life, 75 plus years. But I'm reminded what the author of The Imitation of Christ says. He says, don't concentrate so much on how long you live, but be more concerned with how well you live. And we know that this is a very common topic today. People are very concerned about, well, many people, about how they live, what they eat, how the activity, etc., so that they can have as long of a life as possible. And that's natural. That's our human instinct. But no matter how long that life is, it will come to an end sooner or later. And the question is, how well do we spend the time that God gives us? Because one day, that time for us will be at an end, and God will call us out of this world to render an account for how we have lived. So perhaps with Tony being called by God on the first day of this year, the lesson for us is to reflect upon the value of time, how well we are using it, and what we need to change to use it better. Because one day, that summons will come for us. For some, it may even be this year of 2013. For others, it may be well down the road. But for all of us, it will come, and there will be no dispute, there will be no change, there will be no appeal. The time will come when our life in this world is over. It is a grace, an opportunity when we attend a funeral of a parishioner and a dear friend to reflect upon our own eventual summons by God out of this life and to do what we need to do now in time to prepare for that summons. We're all going to miss that big smile, that cheerful countenance that, as I said, always positive and upbeat. That is what I remember of Tony House. But I will also remember how he loved his faith, how he was strong in his faith. It wasn't showy, but he was very strong, very solid in his faith. And what a support for Clara and the family. I remember often talking to both of them about whatever issue, and Tony was always there supporting his wife, supporting the family again in the faith. Let us, as friends of this dear parishioner who has passed away, let us not forget him. Let us remember to pray, because we know not the judgment of God. We know not what defects he may have yet to expiate. Let us in true charity give him the benefit of our prayers for the repose of his soul. And let us especially remember to prepare for that time when we will be called by God, and hopefully, God willing, as we live as we should, that we will all be reunited one day in heaven to rejoice with our divine Lord, with our blessed mother and the saints, having lived our faith in this world, to be reunited together in heaven. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. Amen.